Looking at the Bible's book of 1 Kings tonight. Appreciate all the singing this evening. What a blessing. I appreciate those old songs right there. They encourage your heart. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. I do appreciate you being here. 1 Kings chapter number 17. And we'll read a few verses here and pray. Try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I've preached in the past out of the passage in different ways. Just a few months ago, preached about the ways the Lord lead us. That'll some verses in these chapter and chapter 18 as well. But I'll look at something God's been stirring afresh in my heart for the last few days. 1 Kings 17, you're well able to stand. 1 Kings chapter 17, and I'll begin reading in verse number 1. 1 Kings chapter 17, and begin in verse number 1. The Bible said, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, for whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time, this great opportunity to stand and to open your word. I pray for a little while you'd give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. Help me to say all that I need to. Help me to say nothing that you don't want me to. I pray, dear Lord, that you'd touch us by thy spirit. I touch hearts and change lives. May you be exalted tonight above all. And we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 3 and verse number 6 tonight. Verse 3, the Bible says, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank up the brook. I'll preach tonight. I'm interested in the brook that is mentioned in this verse. I want to preach on this subject of stay by the brook. I stay by the brook. We find that Elijah is God's man, and God raises him up. And verse 1, and he approaches King Ahab, who is a wicked king, who is a king that did evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, God sent a messenger to him with a message because of the sin that was in the rulership in the land of Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that in the day we live in, there's a lot of uncertainties. There is a lot of things happening in our nation tonight. But I want to encourage you with something tonight. God has always had a voice, and God will always have a voice. It ain't going to change in the last days just because it's perilous time. Just because, friend, that evil men, seducers are waxing worse. Hey, I promise you, God will always have him a voice and a people who exalt righteousness, do right, amen, and glorify the Lamb of God. Oh, friend, I find here Elijah was such a man. He came in the boldness of God and delivered what was upon his heart and let him know the heavens are being shut up. There'll be no rain. There'll be no dew. I'm glad to tell you, too, God had a place for Elijah to go after he delivered the message. I want you to notice he said there in verse 3, he said, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Can you notice he didn't tell him to go pick just any old brook? He didn't say go find the brook of your choice. He said go down to the brook cherub. That's one of the reasons this thought come to my mind. I'm glad for the local New Testament church. I'm glad we're here tonight. I'm not sad, mad, but I'm glad to be in God's house. Hey, there's something about church. I promise you, with the horizon the way it looks, you're going to need church more now than you've ever needed it before. Now, I'm going to say something that a preacher friend of mine did just the other day. I have done voted. I encourage you to vote. I want to tell you the reality of this thing. It is not a donkey. It is not an elephant, but it is the Lamb of God that America needs. Amen. He is the only one that can fix the mess that we're in. We're in shape now. I friend, there are some things that have happened. There'll be no turning back. That's right. Well, that's why we need church now. Matter of fact, he said there in the book, man, I thought about this today, in the book of Hebrews at chapter 10 and verse at number 25, I remind you this great verse. He said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hey, can I encourage you with this message tonight to get more faithful, stay faithful, be in the house of God every time the doors are open. You won't make it if you don't. There is nothing out there to help you spiritually. Your help is here in the house of God. And let me help us that are still younger and still have a good measure of health. You better make sure you come while you can. We've got some senior saints and some that are shut in. They would love to be here every time that the doors are open. And while you got health, make sure you get to the house of God. Don't lay out. Don't be lazy. I come. You say, preacher, I'm tired. You can be tired on that pew as sure as you can be tired in that lazy boy. Amen. Matter of fact, coming in here tired, you're liable to leave out of here with a boost of energy. Amen. You can get something that'll help your soul. I keep from becoming a casualty and a quitter. Amen. Hey, I looked at three things in this text. Why I'm stressing you, stay by the church. Stay by the brother. Hey, you said God put you here. Amen. Hey, by the way, that's why I'm here. God put me here. Had he not said go to that brook gateway, I wouldn't have come. That's right. God said to. This is where God put you. You understand we need each other. I need you tonight. You help me by being in your place. You say, preacher, I don't sing the choir, don't even testify. Well, I can look at over the congregation and I find you each service. That helps the preacher. Amen. That encourages folk around you. Amen. There's just something special about the house of God. Now, three things notice with me in the text. Why I'm encouraging you to stay by your book, stay by your church. Number one, according to verse 3, it is a place of refuge. The Bible said in verse 3, I get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Do you know that Ahab is searching for Elijah after he approaches the throne, delivers a message according to 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 10. He looks everywhere, making cities and people swear that they've not seen him. But God had Elijah a place of refuge from a wicked king. Hey, the church is a refuge. I love it. I do. I pray you'll love it yourself if you don't, but you'll love it in the days ahead because of the refuge that church is. I love it coming here. I like coming in here and our music. It's good music. It's ministering music. Man, I'm telling you, that song we did, How Deep the Father's Love.
I say it from time to time. I mean, it just about makes me want to run up the wall backwards. Amen. It does something down in the reservoir of my soul. When you think about what Christ did, you know what happened? I heard that here in the house of God. Amen. A refuge from all that other music. Matter of fact, most of that stuff out there, I can't even understand. The beating and the boogie and all that, I can't understand the words. And some folks, well, I ain't listening to the word, listen to music. Well, the music drives me crazy too. Amen. I've heard some stuff, I think Ernest T. Bass on a gas can sound better. Amen. That's right. Oh, friend, but when you come to church, it's music that is Christ on it. It is music that'll minister to your heart. It is a refuge to get away from the world for a little while. Do you understand that the storms of life and the attack of the enemy, you can get some relief for a little while by coming to church. That's right. See, when you come to church, you're not viewing all that. That's right. If you stay at home, you're going to see every bit of it. Amen. But being right here, though you're weary, though you're beat down, though the hounds of hell are on your trail, you're still in a better place because it is a refuge from the storm. I love it. It helped me even today, being in church. Amen. A refuge from the storms of life. A refuge from the hounds of hell. Hey, we are being hunted. The devil and the demons of hell are against us. Amen. Want to discourage you. Want to get you to give up. But you come in here and the Holy Ghost whisper sweet peace to your soul. Amen. What a refuge that the house of God is tonight. Not only do I see that it is a refuge tonight, but let me say this, number two, it is a place of refreshment. He said in verse 4 and verse 6, he said, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. And I commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. There was refreshment at that brook. I tell you, my heart's refreshed today because I got here. You understand, let me say it like this. Sunday school's part of that refreshment. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been in a Sunday school and God give that teacher just exactly the word that I was needing that day and how it refreshed my heart. Oh, hey, I'm glad that my children love Sunday school, want to come to Sunday school, and I'm thankful for that. It is a refreshment to be there. Amen. Hey, not only Sunday school, let me say this. Again, let me say something more about the songs. The songs are a refreshment. Just a few weeks ago, when I was preaching about why I don't go with the gods of this world, and I got to shouting during the invitation. That little line in that song, refresh me so, that I just got a case of the can't help it. Amen. And I like that. Every now and then, boy, there'll be a part of a song get to ringing that inside and refreshes, encourages. Songs tonight, songs this morning, songs last week are refreshment to the heart. Not only is a Sunday school and our song, but prayers in a service. I've been refreshed hearing somebody else pray before. I don't know about you, but I have gone through them spells where I was having trouble getting words to come together to pray. And go to church and somebody's called on to lead in prayer, and man, they get a direct line to the throne of God. They go to talking to Him as friend with friend. And while you're sitting there, oh, there's something down inside. It's the good Holy Ghost. He begins to stir up in your heart as somebody's a-talking out to our heaven. There's refreshment in prayer. Boy, I was reminded here lately, several years ago, I was preaching in Bristol, Tennessee, in a very small church, little mountain church, and there's a little boy helping them take an offering up, and they called on that young man to pray, and he made a statement that thrilled my soul. He said, Lord, thank you for what you've not given us. You think about that. We ought to go to hell. We ought to be under judgment. We ought to be forsaken. We ought to have to make it on our own. But God has not given us what we deserve. Oh, there's refreshment in prayer. Oh, yeah. To hear somebody dialed in will refresh your heart. Sunday school songs, prayer, testimonies. Boy, when somebody brags on Jesus, amen, not a devil moaning. Not talking about the roughness of the way. Not a chew-out session. Let me just say right there, if any rebuke can happen, they'll come from this pulpit. Amen. You don't need to chew out nobody in the congregation. You all right still? Amen. A testimony brags on Jesus. I hadn't thought about this in a very long time. There's a lady I used to pastor in days gone by. I heard her give her testimony. Matter of fact, they've got a child. They take turns keeping at home. He's bedridden now. They could be watching. I don't know. But I've heard her give her testimony about when God saved her. She got saved at work in the ladies' bathroom, looking down at the drain in the floor. On her hands and knees, calling on God. I want to tell you, when she gets telling me that, it refreshes my heart. I just like to hear folk talk about where God found them and saved them. There's a refreshment in a testimony tonight. It's good to brag what Jesus has done in your life. Hey, you never know. It could be what that other one around you needs. Amen. To magnify the Lord. Hey, there's refreshment at the brook. Hey, the preaching of the Word of God. How many times has somebody stood and opened this Bible to the text that you needed? Amen. When has it come? Right on time. Oh, you thought, preacher, you must have followed me today. You must know, and I don't know nothing. Another preacher preaching, he don't know you, but he knows God. And God knows you. He sends just what you need through the man of God. I'm glad for church. Hey, there's refreshment at the house of God. I wouldn't miss it. I don't want to ever miss it. I want to try to be there. Amen. There's a place. It is a place of refuge. It is a place of refreshment. Let me say number three. It is a place of readiness. This is where we get ready for all that's out there. We get ready for temptations. We get ready for the test of life. We get ready for the spiritual war that we're right here. Do you know that's what God was doing this morning? Getting you ready to face what's ahead of you, that we don't become a casualty, that we don't mess up. God was sending that to get you ready to face this old rotten world. Hey, I'm glad for the house of God. This is where I've learned some of the most of what I do know. I learned at church. That's right. Hey, it prepares us. You see, this brook experience was getting Elijah ready to go to Zarephath. Can you imagine this? He sits by the brook, and he's got to have faith, believe that raven's coming back. Amen. Now, I will say this, and let me throw this thought out to you. That raven is an unclean bird. That raven is a scavenger. That raven is a selfish bird. But God changed its nature. And it went from being selfish to delivering groceries. That sounds like preachers. Amen. We were just like everybody else. For God saved us and changed our nature. We live for self. Now God allows us to carry some bread. By the way, you didn't notice in verse 6, he brought in the morning, brought it in the evening. Don't that sound like Sunday? Amen. Aren't you glad God has bread for us right here at the house? God has what we need to get ready to face a cruel world. Oh, friend, I'm glad. By the way, I will remind you this before I close. 1 Samuel 17, when David went to go face the giant, where did he get them stones? Verse 40 said he got them at the brook. Amen. You know what I'm doing? I go to church, I'm getting my bag full. I'm storing up for the fight. Because I may need it before the sun rises in the morning. You may need it by in the morning. Hey, man, you be reminded, hey, devil, the Bible says, amen. Hey, that's our weapon. Amen. Hey, we get what we need right here. Now, there are going to be services that get real high. And there are going to be services that are even keel. But I'm going to tell you, get what's in store for you while you're here. Amen. There is something for you to get if you'll get it. That's right. Come looking for it. Amen. By the way, let me just word like this. Come looking for Him and you'll find what you need. Amen. Because if you just come looking for a shout, you may live disappointed. You can. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. And I get to preach, and it can happen in here in a Sunday morning service. Or it happens in one night of revival. Boy, get to preaching one of them nights. Boy, son, she's a selling high. Some there shouting, they're running. Man, the preacher's got it. He ain't missing a syllable. It's a running well. And they'll come back the next service the next night and say, I'm looking for the same thing. And I can about guarantee you this, it don't happen. Amen. God didn't intend for it to be the same. Amen. He's got something new. He's got something fresh. He's got something to help you. Amen. Sometimes it needs to be still that we listen good. I saw someone early for service tonight, and I love shit, and I want you to get with me. Praise God, it does help a preacher preach. Amen. But I will say this, I have been in services where they've done a whole lot of shouting, but they didn't do no moving. And I'd about rather have you move than do anything else. I'd rather you get up closer to God. Amen. So it's all got its place. But understand this, you need to come looking for Him. Get what He's got for you. Amen. Because you come in and you're like Martha. You like Peter was on the seashore after the resurrection. You're probably going to miss out. Martha was too busy noticing Mary wasn't working. But she missed out on what Mary was getting at the feet of Jesus. Peter's gotten a little troubled out the fire on the seaside because he looked over where John is, and now what's he going to do? Amen. See, we do that too in church. That's right. We say, well, they're not here. Can you imagine when the disciples told Thomas after the upper room, he wasn't there. They talked with him and all this. Boy, you know, you miss it all. You know what? Thomas had to come for himself to find it. He did. Hey, you can't get it secondhand. Amen. Hey, what we need tonight is to get out the brook and say, God, now feed me. Give me what you want me to have. Help me to get my portion. Amen. Pray for everybody else for service and after service. But during the service, you pull up to the table. Amen. Because, hey, everybody listen, and I'm done. You can't help them that's not here. I wish they were, but if they didn't come, what you going to do? But you know what? God knew we was here. And He set something for us at the table. Amen. Now, you might not always like what's on the table, but it's always right. Amen. Hey, just stay at your brook. Be here every chance you get. Get in the service. Amen. I promise you there's something God's got just for you. Amen. As you gather here. Father, I pray you take a simple thought tonight, Lord, to try to encourage the people. Lord, in days ahead where we don't may not know a lot that's going on, but Lord, we know this. Lord, the house of God's the best place for us to be. Lord, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Have your will and way in this invitation time. And all you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed tonight. Let's stand tonight. As your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. This old-fashioned altar's open. I don't know what your need is, but I know your answer. And His name's Jesus. If you need to come while we sing, the altar's open. You mind the Lord tonight.